Ooh, how can I explain the science of color? Oh my God, that's such a difficult question. Basically, like the interaction of the light with your eye, if there is like absence of certain light waves, it will give you like a specific color. And if each color has an energy. And that's why, like, for example, you know, we see rainbows and things like that.
The face of engineering is changing and evolving. But who are the faces behind it? And more specifically, the women? Let us take you on a journey of an exciting career that celebrates success and embraces failure. I'm your host, Ganan Adamu, and together with The Common Room, we bring you The Face of Engineering. Today, I'm in conversation with Joyce Belny.
My name is Joyce Belny Mellinger. I come from an island called Martinique. It's in the Caribbean. It's a French island, so I am officially French, but technically, let's just say Caribbean.
So Joyce, tell us all about yourself.
So I've been in the UK for 7 years now. And prior to that, I studied chemical engineering and decided to expand my knowledge further because I wanted to go into fashion. But having a scientific background, it was kind of difficult for me to get into any kind of fashion or arts program. And so I went to the University of Manchester to study textile technology. And for me, that was kind of a way to bridge the gap between my scientific knowledge and my love for the arts and for fashion. And so I was supposed to go back to France where I studied, but I decided to stay because I found a job here. And then after I think about two jobs in the textile industry where I realized it wasn't really for me, I decided to start up my business, which is called House of Juicy. And it is a business that retails women's activewear. It's Brazilian activewear. And so I started doing that in 2016. And I've still been working different jobs since then. And my aim for the next future is to be fully running my business, self-employed.
You know what? It's so cool. So what was it that inspired you to get into engineering and especially chemical engineering?
When I was in high school, I think chemistry was the thing I was best at and that I liked the most, apart from, I think, like arts and PE. And I was always interested to understand and learn how things work. And so chemistry provided that. So chemistry, I just think it's like magic, really. It was a love for science and always wanting to know more. I love discovering new things. And I think chemistry did that. And so going to chemical engineering meant I could do pretty much anything I wanted that I was interested in, whether that was like, you know, like makeup or paint, things like that. So in addition to liking chemistry, I've always had a love for the arts. My mom is actually a painter. And so, for example, like understanding the science of color was also very interesting. That's also part of chemistry and chemical engineering.
I love that. Like, I would never understand the science of color. What is the science of color, Joyce?
right. Well, the science of color, actually, fun fact, black is not a color. Black is the absence of color. A lot of people think black is a color. Black is not a color. Basically, it's like, ooh, how can I explain? The science of color. Oh my God, that's such a difficult question. you can map colors. So there's like understanding how we perceive colors. So as humans, not everyone can see colors the same. So, you know, like some people are colorblind.
Yeah.
That can be explained through the interactions of certain cells like in your eyes. Basically, like the interaction of the light with your eye, if there is like absence of certain light waves, it will give you like a specific color. And I thought that was so interesting where, you know, you could pass like light through different materials and you get different colors. So like understanding which colors are complementary in terms of like their value in energy.
Okay.
So each color has an energy. And that's why, like, for example, you know, we see rainbows and things like that. So it's a bit of physics and chemistry, but that things like you learn in chemical engineering. And that's why I think it's been so great because you learn like an array of different disciplines, which I feel now as a grown woman, I know it's impacted like the way I do things.
Definitely.
I approach like problems at work and things like that.
No, the funny thing is, me and a friend, we were having a conversation about colour and we were saying the people who invented colours. Well, they are billionaires because they've patented those colours, you know. And obviously there's now, you know, Jay-Z has got Jay-Z blue.
So we were Does he? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
So he's got Jay-Z blue, but I've never seen anyone use it yet. But apparently he's patented this Jay-Z blue. So yeah, it's interesting. Now, you know, when you were doing your course, were there many women and also, you know, women of colour on your course?
So it was a 60-40 split of women to men. There were like quite a few women of color. I'd say like in my class, we were about 5 or 6, knowing that in a class there were like 100 people. A lot. They were mostly black girls rather than black guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's in France, isn't it?
Yes, that was in France. So it's called Compiègne. It's at the north of Paris. I don't know if you know a cartoon character called Asterix, but it's
the Yes.
So there's like a theme park and it's close to that theme park.
Okay. So after you graduated, were you able to go into engineering?
So my first job was in a company that made rubber-coated fabrics. So for life jackets, safety rafts, also wetsuits, things like that. So it was very technical fabrics. So, you know, it's not your average, you know, jersey or wool sweater that you're going to find in the market. It's very specific. And having gone into engineering, you learn that there's much more to a fabric than just like how it feels. So it has like the, for example, the coating had to have a specific thickness and you have to test it to know that it's going to pass certain qualifications so you can certify that your product is safe to use for what you want to use it for. And so engineering shows you that there are so many different things involved in the manufacturing or the creation of a product, I find.
Yeah.
Which we wouldn't know if you're not in engineering.
That is so fascinating because you don't really think about wetsuits or like that kind of plastic. So what was so what did you have to do?
So we had a project of creating a new coating with another colleague and seeing like how we could spread it the best on the fabric and also if it was going to withstand, if it had like good permeability, if it was resistant to tear, things like that. So it was finding the right mix of ingredients that would provide like desired outcome. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of trial and error.
You know what? And this is one of the things that I love about engineering and I wish I went into it is that, you know, as you mentioned, that trial and error, but also that I always talk about celebrating failure because sometimes in society we don't talk enough about failure. If something doesn't work out, you go back to the drawing board and you make changes and you try it again and you just keep on going back and forth. Do you feel then that that has given you that's one of the reasons why your company and what you do is successful?
I think that's one of the reasons, but also the fact that it teaches you to be resilient.
Yeah.
Engineering school was hard because I remember like one of my first teachers, math teacher, he used to tell us like, so, you know, you're not going to be able to do this exam in 3 hours you have. So I suggest you fold it in half and do half. And I was like, well, what's the point of giving us an exam if we can't do everything? And I was so stubborn at first. I was like, no, I can do everything. Result is I had really bad grades. And then afterwards, I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to what he said because he knows best. And actually, my grades improved. And so when you understand that, you know, you need to keep going. And like you said, not have a fear of failure. Like it really builds you up. And so when I started my business, I didn't really know what I was doing, to be honest. But I've learned a lot, you know, from watching other people, from learning from other people. And yeah, I've made mistakes. I've lost a lot of money, but the thing is, I still kept on going. And having had that engineering background really teaches you to keep going, even if you know you get a bad grade or your project doesn't result in what you want. You need to keep going because other people will push you to do so, and so you get into the habit of pushing yourself and aiming for the best. And I think that that's why engineering is so important. Like, it's such a good education.
So how are you able to mix your engineering background with your fashion?
So when I graduated in 2007, oh wow, that's a long time now. 2007, so I researched some textile degrees. And so I found the one at the University of Manchester. Honestly, like, it was the best decision I made. It was a great program. Going into the textile technology degree, like, gave me the tools to really understand, like, the construction of fabrics, the technical aspects behind it. And it wasn't just about just regular fabrics, but also we learned, like, what Kevlar was and a little bit more, like, for example, about the coating of fabrics. I call it the science of fashion because even if you're very artistic and stuff and you can design clothes, you still need to understand how the fabrics are going to perform when they're sewn. If you create a garment with a fabric that's not going to be stretchy, for example, it might not fit everyone. And I think having that understanding of having that technical knowledge of fabrics helps me so much in actually appreciating fashion. And for example, it's helped me, like, now when I shop online, I can actually visually see what a garment is going to be like what the fabric is going to feel like, even just looking.
Okay.
And I love that.
So what was the inspiration behind, it's House of Juice, isn't it?
Yes.
What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, actually, when I was in uni, I was eating my feelings. And then at some point I started, well, one of my classmates had joined the gym, and she said there were discounts for students. So I was like, okay, right, it's time to change. I need to stop eating cake and paella for two people. So so I decided to join. And then my mom, who was living in Brazil at the time, and my dad, she got me as a present, like a fitness jumpsuit. And she knew I loved clothes as well. So for me, it was a great kind of like push and incentive to keep like going. And then I kind of fell in love with the garment, because I hate leggings to save my life, because they just like go down. There's nothing, seriously. And so I really appreciated what the product did for me in terms of the fashion style, because the styles in Brazil are like far different from what you can find in the UK. People love to wear like really bright colors and kind of like risque designs just for working out. And I love that. And I really felt like it got me, it was a good representation of who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, right, this is really it. Like, it combines science and fashion together, because sportswear textile are much more technical than what you can find for regular clothes. Regular clothes, like, it doesn't have to be like that great, but you know, when you wear your clothes for the gym, you know, they have to withstand like a lot more movement, friction. So they have to be really on point. And when it clicked in my brain, that's what I wanted to do. I was like, okay, so I need that little extra bit of fashion knowledge, which is why then I went into the University of Manchester. And then I think a year later, in 2016, I decided like to go for it.
Well, you're like me, because I love working out and I've got a big behind. So sometimes it's hard trying to find leggings like you said, the leggings, always trying to pull them up. So one of the things that I love that you said is, you know, being multifaceted is a gift. And you kind of touched on it anyway, but can you expand on that for me?
Yeah, well, I said being multifaceted is a gift, because sometimes people might make you feel bad, or try to make you feel bad for being focused on one thing or doing too many things at once. Or they're like, oh, you're doing too much. And I feel like, well, actually, I'm doing a lot of things, but they all have a purpose in my life, and they all like make me feel good. They all make me like happy. And I know I'm good at a number of different things. And some people are great, like excellent at one thing, but it's also okay to be like good at a lot of different things, because it will definitely help you in life, because you don't have to rely on anybody else to do the things you want to do. And I feel like that's a great quality, because it means I can learn quickly, and I'm not afraid to start new things, because I'm not blocked in one bucket. And I think it's great to expand, and also it gives you the option to really know who you are as a person. So, you know, you can kind of discover new things. Some people like to do one thing, and I think that's great. I think that it's okay, but it's just like people who kind of like dabble in different, you know, in different places sometimes. I think it's amazing to be multifaceted and being able to do so many, like one person doing so many things.
It complements it, and as you mentioned, it complements each other, and actually it allows that creativity to be a strength for the different areas that you're going into. What's the reaction that people get when you actually tell them, you know, actually I'm a qualified chemical engineer, you know, and I've done this and I've done that? What's up, you know, because obviously there's not that many women that look like you, or a lot of the women that I'm interviewing today. So what's their reaction?
Utter shock and surprise. Yeah, I was like, I have 4 degrees actually. So it's just degrees, because experience is also, I think, something that should be valued. But yeah, people don't think when you look a certain way, you know, sometimes if you look too feminine, people assume that, you know, you're only a model, or they're like, oh, is it just modeling you do? And I'm like, actually, no, I do a lot of different things. And, you know, I'm a scientist. They find it very difficult to understand that even more so a woman can do like all these different things. Sometimes it's frustrating because I have to justify myself. Yeah. That's why, like, I, for example, like if putting on my Instagram, because I want people to know that I do different things. I look a different way, but actually there's so much more to me than what I look like. I have like a lot of skills, and it just shows, it just goes to show that people should never judge a book by its cover.
Definitely. So what do you think then the world of engineering can do to, you know, encourage more women of color to get into engineering, but actually stay in engineering? Because sometimes retention is so bad.
That's a very good point. I believe I feel like in workplaces, we're not celebrated enough. And having to, from my own experience, having to already battle as a Black person to be seen and appreciated and understood is already something difficult. And I feel like we should have more platforms for us to be celebrated and also like put forward. There's a few events that are aimed at Black people, like the BYP network. They have these kinds of events to promote Black people, but specifically in engineering, Black women, no, there isn't. And I feel like it would be so good, because I know no other women. I only know a few who do like chemistry, but engineering, I know like no other women. Yeah. I feel like that's a shame, because I feel like us Black women, we're resilient by nature. And so I feel like we're really built for this, you know?
Well, this is one of the reasons why I'm doing this, is to kind of highlight highlight the women who are out there, and everyone to kind of say, oh, I didn't know you were here. I didn't know. And hopefully that, you know, everyone comes together. So it's really important, because I'm not part of any journalism network, you know, and not everyone is part of a African Caribbean or a BAME engineering network. So it's for the whole of the engineering industry to see the people who exist in the UK and say, oh, okay, I didn't know you were here. So yeah. So what's next for you in the next 5 years, Joyce?
In the next 5 years, I want to expand my business further. And I also want to help other women like reach their potential. I feel like 2020 has given me the awakening I needed to know like exactly what I want to do in life. And it's been, I know there's been a lot of, you know, bad things going on, but it's been such a blessing to have this year where things have stopped a little bit. Yeah. I would like to expand my business into like doing more different clothes. I would also like to create like a community for women, and I'd also like to move to London.
love it. Oh, Joyce, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for reaching out. This has been really good.
So that was Joyce Belny, chemical engineer, fitness wear designer, and my go-to girl when it comes to the science of fashion. Now, I particularly loved hearing her speak so eloquently about the science of colour. I've never heard anyone describe it that way before. Completely wonderful to my ears. I hope you enjoyed listening to Joyce and myself. Join me next time when I'll be talking to Sophie Harker, British engineer and aerodynamicist, for a chat about women in engineering.